My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details. Details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born to the beach. The Dirty Pole rolls on as we get to number 20 in our preseason college football preview. And we go to Tennessee down in Knoxville. Joining us now, Ryan Callahan, at Ryan Callahan 247 on Twitter. Part of the Govals 247 site. Ryan, good morning to you, man. I got Tennessee number 20 in my preseason poll. Not quite sure what to do with them. Heupel has done a great job there, but a new starting quarterback. So I'm just going to start with disrespectful, fair. How do we feel about number 20 being a preseason ranking for the Vols?
Not disrespectful. I would personally have them a little bit higher, but I mean they're one of those teams that most people see as being on the sort of the fringe, but on the outside of that projected 12-team playoff going into the season. The reasons to be bullish on them, there are multiple, but one of them that I think is a really big one is they've got a really manageable schedule this year by SEC standards. They've got Georgia and Alabama on the schedule. Not many SEC teams have that. They've had that for years. But outside of that, a trip to Oklahoma is really the only other game you look at on their schedule where they might go in as an underdog. And so they're really the season comes down to those three games. In a lot of people's minds, it doesn't mean they couldn't trip up somewhere else along the way, but they should be favored in the other nine games, and that to me makes them a fringe playoff team. So where they were in the coaches' poll, 15, that's probably closer to where I would have them, but 20 is not disrespectful because there are uncertain things about this team too, some questions they have to answer.
Well, I'll be fully honest with you, Ryan, like kind of keeping tabs, maybe not following them as closely as I did the year when Hendon Hooker was there. It felt like Tennessee taking a slight step back offensively from what they were the year prior. I'm curious, following it last year, how much people wanted maybe Nico to just be inserted right away, how they felt about Milton and the anticipation of Nico, the development of him, how they've handled that thus far.
Yeah, that was a discussion that came up at times. I think it sort of died down at a certain point because I think fans realized that the Josh Heupel staff was pretty committed to Joe Milton and that they didn't waste their time on it very much. But I think if you'd asked a lot of fans around midseason, if they would have liked to make a quarterback change, a lot of them would have said yes. It's just that Joe Milton was their guy, and it was that way from the start, and they seemed to have a pretty clear plan. And part of that might have been giving Nico time to develop, too. I think the reality was he probably wasn't ready last year. And I think that year sitting back and watching did him some good, and he's still going to have some things to learn this year as he learns on the job. But he's a talented guy. Obviously, expectations are going to be unfairly high for him just because of everything he's represented to this program the past couple years already. But No doubt there were some people that think Tennessee's offense, and they took a step back. No way around that, as you said last year. I think a lot of people would attribute that to Joe Milton, though, frankly, just because he didn't process things quite as quickly, wasn't quite the decision maker that you need in this offense and in any offense, but especially in this offense that works so much on tempo, getting the ball out quickly. He didn't always give Tennessee what they needed, and their offense took a step back, at least in part because of that.
Yeah. I mean, on that note, we're talking about Ryan Callahan, who covers Tennessee, the number 20 in the preseason dirty pool. I'm curious what people are saying about Nico so far in fall camp. I mean, we got a chance to see him in the Citrus Bowl last year against Iowa, which is one of those kind of underrated things about modern college football is I love when some of these guys opt out so you can see the next wave of guys. It almost becomes kind of like a scrimmage or an early spring game for the next year. He looked really solid in that game. Expectations are going to be through the roof. That's hard to live up to. What are people saying about him so far in his first fall camp ready to take the reins?
Yeah, I think the belief or throughout the program is that he's ready for this, that he will be fine, and they have high expectations for what he's going to do this year. You know, I think the way most people would tell you is that they'd be surprised if he's not one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC this year. Now, you know, that being said, they've had one scrimmage so far. That was Friday night. And the defensive line, which is one of the other strengths of Tennessee's team going into the season, they've got a lot of veterans up front on defense, and they kind of wreaked havoc on Tennessee's offensive line, which had a couple guys out, and that made things tough for Nico, and he threw at least one interception in the scrimmage. So he's going to have some bumps in the road. You know, that bowl game against Iowa, like you said, I love seeing that him get a chance to play. But it showed, you know, that he didn't play with the best group of receivers in that game, but they weren't explosive, and that was the knock on last year's offense. They weren't as likely to produce big plays last season. How much of that was on the receivers? How much of that was on the quarterback? You know, I think they think Nico can help with that, but they've got to get better receiver play too. And he only threw for about 150 yards in that bowl game. That's kind of the thing that stands out. Ran for a few touchdowns, and that was big. His running ability gives you a chance to loosen up the opposing defenses when things aren't going well, but he's got to have help a receiver too. But yeah, they think he's going to have a good year. It's just a matter of how many of those early bumps along in the road is he going to encounter as he continues to learn in the SEC and faces some tough environments on the road.
I think a lot of people watching Tennessee this year, Ryan, are going to learn about the hogs in the middle on the defense, on the line. You guys got a few 300 pounders over there, but the one that's getting the most attention on the D-line is James Pierce Jr., who's definitely going to be a top, I don't know, 20, 15 pick, depending on where you slot him on the NFL draft. I'm very curious, how excited should we be see James Pierce Jr., who's, you know, slated by many as maybe the best defensive player in college football? I'll have to wait and see on that one, but man, a lot of anticipation for this season for him.
Yeah, he had a huge year last year, and the impressive thing is, you know, he did it as part of a rotation. He came off the bench for most of the year. Crazy to look think back in hindsight and realize that was the case. He had 10 sacks, tied for the SEC lead. You know, talking with people who've been around the program a long time, and just seeing him too, it's been a long, long time. And Tennessee's had some good defensive linemen over the past 20, 25 years. I'm not sure they've had anybody this good off the edge since probably the Peyton Manning era or longer. I mean, they had Derek Barnett a few years ago that was a first-round pick, but he's got such length, such a quick first step. He's everything NFL teams are looking for. There's a reason you've seen. I don't think he ends up the number one overall pick. They'll talk themselves into some quarterback being number one, I'm sure. But but there's a reason you're seeing those number one overall projections because, as you said, a lot of people think he might have been the top defensive player off the board if he'd gone out this year because he's just that quick, that switchy. It's hard to find that combination of size and length. And then the bowl game, he drops into coverage, picks off a pass and takes it back 53 yards for a touchdown. It's just hard to find his skill set. And he's in line for a big year, no doubt, if he stays healthy and lives up to the expectations.
All right, last one for you, Ryan. You mentioned maybe having him a little bit higher than 20, one of those kind of fringe playoff teams, but needing to answer some questions at quarterback, maybe wide receiver. Manageable schedule, as you highlight. What do you think? What's the win-loss record? And is this a college football playoff team this year?
You know, if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, I was starting to lean toward yes. You know, now they've got some depth questions that have popped up here along the way. As you expect for any team, no team's got a perfect roster, but they're a little thin at running back, a little thin, you know, in the offensive line, as a lot of teams are. They've got some depth. It's just, is that depth ready? And then are they deep enough in the secondary where they've already lost a projected starter to a season-ending injury at the star position? So I still, I guess, would hesitate but lean towards them finding a way to get a 10th win. I think they can win that game at Oklahoma in September. They still might lose to both Alabama and Georgia, but I think because the schedule is so manageable, I might project that they sneak into the playoff as of right now. We'll see. It's going to depend on Nico, like we said. How good is he? Is he just a top five good in the quarterback in the SEC good, or is he a fringe Heisman contender good? That may go a long way toward answering that question, but I'll say right now they win 10 games and they find a way to get in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, hell, SEC team 9-3 is probably good enough for that 12 seed, man.
I mean, so you might be able to let that last one slip.
Before we let you go, Ryan, go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe. I think there are 4 or 5 SEC teams, though, that think they're going to get to 10 wins. Yeah. We'll see if it works out that way. But Ole Miss, LSU, there's a bunch of SEC teams that have a shot.
Yeah, Missouri probably feeling the same way, too. Can you give me Nico's last name pronunciation before we let you go?
Man, that's everybody in Tennessee is practicing it and already just decided to call him Nico, but it's Iamaleava is the closest I can get without the original dialect. I can't completely replicate it the way he says it, but it's that's the best way in my southern accent that I can do it.
Or as they say in Tennessee, Nico!
Nico! Yeah, you know what? We're going to go ahead and stick with Nico, too. That sounds a little more comfortable. Ryan Callahan, 247 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Preview in Tennessee, govols247.com. Thanks for the time out here in Portland, man. We really appreciate it. Great stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Ryan Callahan with a preview of Tennessee. We're going to stick with Nico.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I screw names up all the time.
I'm not doing that one. I'm not touching that one. That's a little too complicated.
That's a cool first name, too. It's just
Nico!
Called Nico. They have maybe the best receiver tandem name in college football, too. Can you beat Squirrel White and Brew McCoy?
Brew McCoy has transferred I don't know how many times.
He's still around. He's a Tennessee
volunteer. Wasn't he the Texas USC, Tennessee, yep. Texas USC, yeah. Tennessee guy?
I think he's the Texas USC, okay. Texas, now he's Tennessee.
Is Dante Thornton still there?
That's a good question, actually.
Because I believe he is the only starter that in the Dan Lanning era that is technically a starter. I believe he's the only guy that has ever transferred. And he went from Oregon to Tennessee. And I think he's still there.
Squirrel White, Brew McCoy. Pretty good combination name-wise.
Great name combination. Big expectations, man.
They're an interesting team.
What are you going to get out of a redshirt freshman quarterback? Are you going to get is he coming in Caleb Williams right away? Is he coming in and struggling a little bit? Like that will dictate their entire season. Their defensive line's dominant. The schedule's manageable. Don't really play anybody in non-conference. I think their hardest non-conference game is NC State. It's a good team, but you know it's not an unbeatable opponent.
Yeah,
they will go as far as Nico can take them this year. And excited to see what Tennessee can do. Let's stick in college football. Do we have a new leader in the clubhouse for the Oregon State starting quarterback out of their spring scrimmage this week? And also Dan Lanning, not very talkative. We'll get to Deion Sanders coming up top of the hour. Sticking in college football next on The Fam.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.